is the Australian Broadcasting Commission. And now the news. Japanese forces continue their heavy attack on the Philippines and Dutch East Indies. Occupation of Manila is now complete, with American and Philippine forces under the command of General MacArthur withdrawing to the Bataan Peninsula. His Majesty's forces are carrying out an orderly evacuation of the New Guinea coast in preparation for defense of Port Moresby and the southern...
I got me 10 fine toes to wiggle in the sand. Lots of idle fingers snap to my command. A lovely pair of heels that kick to beat the band. Contemplate, nature can be fascinating. And to please a nose that I can bump, and a mouth by gum have mine. To tell the whole damn world, if you don't happen to like it, deal me out. Thank you kindly, pass me by. Pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it,
just a minute. Where do you think you're going with those, hmm?
Do you know who I am?
Not exactly, no.
Well, we'll let it go this time.
Yes, sir. I understand. Salamaua will be cleared by noon the latest. Nothing left that the Japanese will be able to use, sir.
Sir, there's a chap outside who...
May I respectfully remind the Admiral that I was harbour master here for nearly 20 years? I helped put the docks together, so I should certainly be able to blow them apart.
Sir, there's a chap outside,
yes,
sir, who's pinching
our
petrol.
All our coastal watching stations are assigned, except...
Mataliva, sir.
Except Mataliva, sir. I haven't been able to find a replacement for Anderson. I don't believe there's a civilian left on the entire North Coast.
We could have transferred George Dickens from the interior if he hadn't got himself eaten that way.
You needn't make him sound such a shirker, Stivvings. What's that, sir? For want of a nail, the war was... Yes, I am well aware of that, sir.
Hello, hello, hello.
I think I may have found our nail, sir. A rusty one, I grant you, sir, but they don't come any sharper. Excuse me, sir.
Sir, that's the chap I was telling you about. He was
later,
pinching...
Stivvings.
Who is he, sir? Is he someone I should know?
His name's Walter Eklund, an American. He knows these islands like the back of his hand.
Oh. Oh, well, now that America's in the war, he's probably on his way back to enlist.
Eklund's not on his way anywhere, Stivvings. Hasn't been for years. Hello, Walter.
Frank! That you inside there, Frank? What have you done to yourself?
There's a war on, Walter.
Everybody's saying that.
At the moment, we're losing it.
Yes, you must be.
Cheek of the man.
That's quite a boat you have there, Walter. Doesn't it belong to old Vanderhoven?
No.
Whose is it, then?
Mine.
How did you get it?
I bought it from old Vanderhoven.
What with?
American dollars.
You've never had more than $200 at one time since I've known you, Walter. You can't tell me that Vanderhoven sold you an $18,000 launch for $200.
No, it cost me $400.
$400?
No, that's exactly the way he said it. Only I pointed out to him he might as well sell it to me as let the Japanese have it for free.
What impresses me, Walter, is the fact that you even had $400.
Well, I didn't. I only had $200, just as you said. I owe him the rest.
Well, come along, lend a hand. Come on. Empty hands make idle minds. Here, pick those up. No. Two. Come on. Contemplating things you can be fancy.
You know what the Coast Watching Service is, Walter?
A big one?
The Coast Watching Service?
It's a chance to become a hero.
Why would I want to do that?
It's a cushy assignment for anyone who knows these waters intimately.
With never a dull moment, I can tell you. Working behind the enemy lines, never knowing from one moment
Stebbings,
to the next.
Please. Walter, listen to me. There's nothing to it, really. Each man is assigned an island, often uninhabited. He stays there alone, and he radios to headquarters any movement of Japanese planes or ships. Which... You're not listening to me, are you, Walter?
Hold it.
Hey, come on, beat it, grab, come on, get up.
Did you hear what I was saying?
No, what were you saying?
About the coast watchers.
The Tarleton would be in the center of things when the Japanese start moving towards New Guinea.
It's important work, Walter. Damned important. I'd like you to volunteer.
Oh, I'd love to, Frank.
But I've only just volunteered for another important watching service. The Watch Out for Walter Eklund service.
A great many lives are at stake, Mr. Eklund.
Now, listen to me, both of you. Several years ago, I made peace with the world. Now, if the world isn't bright enough to make peace with itself, it'll have to settle things without me.
It isn't anything permanent, Walter. It's just until I find a replacement for you. The other man went down with fever and we had to take him off.
Well, now, Frank, you've known me a long time. Do you really think you're going to talk me into it?
No, I suppose not. Stebbings, confiscate all the small craft on this pier.
But this is the only one there is, sir.
Confiscate it.
Frank, you won't get away with that.
Proceed with your orders, Stebbings.
Aye, aye, sir.
Frank, you can't do this to me. I'll go over your head. Who's in charge
here?
Frank, you can't do this to me. That boat's all I have.
You said we've been friends for a long time, Walter. Do you really think you could talk me out of it?
If I go to Matalava, I can keep the boat, right? Mm. Well, no use fighting it. What time do I shove off?
An hour will be all right.
Anything you say, Frank. You're the skipper.
Hey, buddy, let me handle those cans. I'll get on board.
Sir, you don't really expect him to go to Matalava, do you, sir? As soon as he clears harbor, we'll never see him again.
Where's your faith in human nature, Stebbings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good heavens.
What is it?
He made a gesture, sir.
You set a fine course there, Walter. My compliments.
Yeah, I should have led you up on the reef. It's a sorry day when a man's friends don't trust him.
What about all those provisions? You don't suppose that boat of yours could carry them?
Frank, I want you to take all those provisions, and I want you to... Hey, be careful with that!
We'll be at King's Point in Australia. When you call us, we want you to use the following code. King's Point is Briar Patch. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Stebbings here is Bo Peep. And you're...
Mother Goose, sir.
That's it. Your mother goose. Now try and remember all that, Walter. It's bloody important.
Yeah, bloody.
All right, then. Goodbye, Mother Goose.
Mother Goose.
Let's get underway, Stebbings.
It has occurred to me that as soon as we've gone, Mr. Eklund might...
Proceed, Stebbings. Hard a port.
Aye, sir. Cox and Hart... Excuse me, sir, but did you say...
Hard a port, son.
Aye, aye, sir. Coxswain, hard a port.
Hey, hold it, hold it. Are you crazy? Look out, Frank. Do you hear me? Hold it, starboard, Frank. Hold it, now, watch out. Oh, you got nuts. Look out, Frank. Can you hear me? Hold it, starboard, you English city son of a...
I'm sorry.
If you didn't know how to work one of those things, why didn't you say so?
I'm sorry.
Oh, stop saying that. Look at my boat. What am I going to do now?
Become a coast watcher, I expect. Lucky we put all those supplies ashore. Oh, Walter, we'll stand by until you get safely in.
Frank, I'll sue you. I'll sue the entire war.
Quite right, Walter. I'll be your witness. Oh, and Walter, thanks for volunteering. Oh, come on. Buzz off.
I knew you wouldn't leave me here.
Goose, this is Big Bad Wolf.
Go away.
I know you're saying something, Mother Goose, but I can't hear you. You've got to flip the key.
I said go away.
If you're still not coming through, Mother Goose, there's a button on the microphone. You have to press it down while you're speaking.
Can you hear me now?
You'll find some charts there, Walter, identifying enemy ships and aircraft. Study them, will you?
Sure.
Have you seen anything yet? Any planes or ships?
Yeah, some planes.
Ours or theirs?
Kind of depends which side you're on, doesn't it?
Walter, news has just come through that the Japanese took Singapore this morning.
Frank, what keeps them from taking Walter Eklund?
We've 32 spotters spread over 3,000 islands, so you see the odds are in our favor that you'll never be found.
Our favor? You're not stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. I am. Now, when do I get off?
I told you, as soon as we can find a replacement for you. Meantime, be good enough to keep in touch, Walter. Oh, and I am sorry about your boat. I really am.
Is Big Bad Wolf really sorry? Because if he is, Big Bad Wolf and Little Bo Peep can do something for Mother Goose. They can go...
I don't really blame him, do you?
I can't see that we've accomplished anything, sir.
I don't think he'll report in. I mean, you can lead a horse to water. Can you make it drink?
When he gets thirsty enough, he'll drink, Stibbings. He'll drink.
Frank, can you hear me?
Frank!
Loud and clear, Mother Goose.
What is it?
Well, where'd those men of yours put the whiskey? I've been looking all over this dump. You don't suppose they kept it for themselves, do you?
Seaman of His Majesty's Navy? You must be joking.
Yeah. Where is it?
Well, I can imagine how dull it must get for someone left all alone on a small island, so I decided...
All right. Get to the bad news.
Well, I decided to liven things up a bit by making a sort of fun and game thing out of it.
What sort of fun and games?
I had my men hide all the bottles around the island.
Oh.
In very unlikely places. You'd never find them by yourself. The ground rules are simple. You report an enemy ship or plane movement, and I tell you where the bottles are. One report... One bottle.
Hold it a minute, Frank. I hear a flight going over right now. Yeah, isn't that odd? Now, just a minute while I get the binoculars. Oh, yes, there's six, seven, eight of them heading south. They're, Nakajima 97s. But just a minute while I verify that on one of these little old charts.
Walter, there is another rule attached to this. It has to be a confirmed report.
Confirmed? Confirmed how?
By other spotters along the line. Now, just tell me what all those planes were that you saw.
Bo Peep speaking.
Briar Patch, what's that? That's a new one, isn't it?
We've moved.
Oh, you're at King's Point already?
Listen, Mother Goose, you must use the code names.
If you don't like it, fire me. Now get out.
The regulations say...
Frank here, Walter.
Mother Goose, sir.
What's new?
Five Mitsubishi light bombers at around 10,000, headed southwest.
Southwest?
Huh?
At 10,000.
Oh.
Got it, sport. Thanks.
Wait a minute, Walt. That's fun and game time. I paid the game. How about the fun?
Confirmed, Walter, remember?
But, Frank, I swear.
Well, in that case, you're nothing to worry about, have you? Sit tight, Mother Goose.
Sit tight.
Briar Patch here. Are you there, Mother Goose?
I'm here, Frank. I'm here.
We've just received news that your report has been confirmed. Congratulations.
Never mind the congratulations. Where is it?
Proceed 50 yards east, northeast, to a large rock. Then 20 yards due east to a coconut bar.
No, not so fast, not so fast. Wait a minute. Large
20
rock,
yards
20...
due east to a coconut bar.
Sir. Sorry to disturb you at this hour, sir, but we've heard from Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, come on, Stebbings. You can tell me. Who's Humpty Dumpty?
Perry on Bundy Island. He reports enemy landings here on Despair, here and here on Greater and Lesser Semango, and here on Prince Consort.
They've ringed him in pretty well, haven't they?
He says they don't know that he's there yet, but he expects somebody along at any time now and requests to be withdrawn.
Well, combat can't spare a thing, Stebbings. All our planes and ships are committed. Who's our nearest man?
I'm afraid he is, sir.
Briar, Pat's calling Mother Goose. Come in, Mother Goose. Briar, Pat's calling Mother Goose. Come in, Mother Goose. Do you read me, Mother Goose? This is Briar Patch. Do you read me, Mother Goose?
Yes, I read you. What's even worse, I can hear you.
Now, what do you want?
Walter, I haven't been sleeping too well because I've treated you so badly, so I'm going to make it up to you.
Whatever it is, Frank, the answer is no.
Well, I don't blame you, sport. I don't blame you at all.
I'm not listening, Frank.
But supposing I got someone to repair your boat for you.
I'm listening, Frank.
And after it's repaired, to stay on there as your replacement.
Who is he?
Malcolm Perry. He's one of our regulars.
When can he be here?
Tonight too soon?
No, Frank. Tonight's just fine. Just fine.
It's just one small thing.
Uh-oh.
He's not able to get to you, so you'll have to go and fetch him.
From where, Frank?
Bundy Island.
Bundy? How do you suggest I get there, Frank?
Well, that launch of yours has a dinghy, doesn't it?
All those miles of open sea and back again in a 7-foot dink?
You're nuts.
Shall I call him back, sir?
Frank?
Yes, Walter?
Suppose I could make it to Bundy. Where would I put in? The South Jetty?
That's right. Only be careful. There's a pretty fair moon tonight.
You got some special reason for telling me that, Frank?
No. Only it'd be better without a moon.
Why, Frank?
Well, Bundy's liable to be occupied.
With what, Frank?
Oh, I didn't say it would be.
Frank?
Yes, Carter?
Kiss my foot, Frank.
If he leaves within the hour, he should make Bundy just after dark.
But, sir, you heard what he said. He won't go to Bundy.
Frank!
Yes, Walter?
All those miles of open sea, a man would need something to keep warm, wouldn't he?
Two bottles.
All of them, Frank.
Three.
All of them, Frank.
Five.
All of them, Frank.
Got a pencil? Number four is 10 yards west of the shack under a mango.
Five is 30 paces from there, due north, in a stunted bar.
Just a second, slow down.
Number six is...
Who are you?
I asked you first.
Where's Perry?
Who's Perry?
Perry, the man who lives here.
I buried him. He was dead. I found him here. A Japanese plane must have attacked the house.
How did you get here?
Doc.
They've passed by before. I think they're landing on the other side of the island.
What makes you think that?
Well, I saw them. If you want to look, there's a place over there.
Why would I do a silly thing like that? Come on, let's get out of here.
Do you have a boat?
No, I walked. Come on.
Come on, we're leaving now.
What? What are all those?
As you can see, they're young ladies.
Now listen, miss, whatever your name is.
Oh, Freno, Catherine Freno.
John. Now suppose you tell me.
What is your name?
Ekman.
Hmm. How do you do?
How do you do? Now, miss, I don't know what this is all about, but please, miss. Miss.
Where is your boat? I can't see it.
Lady, it's right where we're standing. If you spit, you'd sink it.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I suppose we'll just have to manage. Come on, girls, into the boat.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Everybody settle down. You don't think they're all going to fit in that?
All right, Mr. Eklund. Which ones do you suggest we leave behind? You decide. I'll leave it to you.
It's suicide.
Would you stand a better chance without me?
Naturally.
Very well. I suggest you leave immediately.
Well, that's really very decent of you. You're a very good sport. Thank you. Now, the rest of you, snap it up.
Well, Jenny, you're the smallest. Sit in the back. You'll be out of the way.
Do you mind, lady? This is my boat, such as it is. If anyone's going to sink her, it'll be me. Now, I'll seat them. You sit in the back. That's right. Give it to me. Let's go.
Mr. Eklund.
Well, this is not the Queen Mary. There's no room for baggage. Come on, you.
My glasses. I don't want to go.
Oh, that's tough. Come here. Please, take your hand off that. All right, now.
I sent.
Huh?
Cent. It's called anticipation. £2, 10 the ounce.
You don't say. Oh, no. Sit there. That's right. Take your hands off that. What is that thing?
Hey, look at that. Isn't it a smasher?
Yeah, a smasher. I only hope you all can swim. Take your hand off that. Now, you two, get in the bottom of the boat. Get in the bottom
they
of the...
They don't understand English.
Sure they do. See? Oh! Please. All right. Now, I guess that's about all.
Don't forget Gretchen.
What?
Don't forget Gretchen.
Oh, that's her friend. I'll help her in, dear. Would you mind? Now then, Mr. Eklund, I suggest you leave immediately.
Oh, lady, do you mind? Just get in the boat.
Well, you said it was...
I don't care what I said. If by some miracle we do make it, I'd be stuck with them. Now, get in the boat.
All right.
No, not that, no. We'd have had a use for that. Come on. Come on.
Mr. Eklund, please keep the boat quiet. The girls are extremely frightened.
Will you shut up, lady? Now, here, get off that towel.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but you put it there in the first place, you know. Now, that's all right, Jimmy. Don't you? There we go. Eklund. Must you?
What are you, some kind of religious fanatic?
I couldn't care less what you do to yourself, but must you do it in front of the children?
No.
Well, then.
Well, then tell them to turn around.
That is not exactly what I had in mind, Miss Eklund.
Now, lady.
The name is Freno. Catherine Freno.
I don't know what you had in mind. I don't even know who you are, what you were doing on that island.
Well, if you must know, an American plane left us there. We were on our way from New...
I want to go home.
Oh, Anne, it's rude to interrupt. We were on our way from New Britain to Port Moresby when the pilot was ordered to pick up 8 survivors of an Australian bomber that had crashed in the water. Unfortunately,
hey, you, take that batter, whatever it is, out of the water. It's acting like a rudder.
Harriet, really?
The name's Harry.
All right, Harry. He said he'd try and come and pick us up later, but that was 5 hours ago, and he...
Quiet.
You don't have to be so rude.
Quiet, I think I hear something. Keep your faces covered.
Japanese?
I don't know. Do you want me to ask? Hold on! We're coming right out the way.
We're sinking!
Well, don't just sit there. Time has failed!
Mr.
Eklund,
you're angry, really!
Just failed! Do as I say! Come on, you can move faster than that. Come on, all of you, use your hands for anything. Come on, keep bailing. Faster. Bail, what aren't you? Out. Come on, now get to work. Go on. That's better.
Hold up the boat, Harry, hold on.
Stay in the boat.
Mother Goose?
Walter, I can't tell you how delighted I am.
Oh, you've Mother Goosed me for the last time.
What are you talking about?
Now, don't play stupid with me. You'd sell out your own father if you knew who he was.
Walter, what happened?
Wrong.
Walter?
Frank, get them off of here.
Get who off?
You know who. Get them off.
No one could have known we were there, Mr. Eklund. The radio was destroyed.
Will you please stay out of this, lady?
I'm quite capable of handling
it
myself,
Harry,
thank you.
Walter, what? Walter, who's...
Walter! Thank you. Now, suppose you tell me who's there.
Well,
I am Miss Catherine Freno. Who is this, please?
Commander Frank Houghton of His Majesty's Navy. Who are you, Miss Freno, and what are you doing there?
I'd like to hear that myself. Go ahead.
I am the daughter of Charles Freno, the French consul at Rabaul.
I heard children's voices.
Yes.
Look out.
I am in charge of 7 students from the consulate school.
4 English, 2 French, 1 Australian. All of them daughters of diplomatic personnel.
When the bombing started, it was decided to evacuate them to Australia. Fortunately, the plane our group was on put us down at Bondi. And now Mr. Eklund has been kind enough to bring us here.
What about Malcolm Perry?
Well, I'm sorry, Commander. The house had apparently been attacked from the air, and when we found him...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Commander, how soon do you think you'll be able to... arrange for our transportation?
I'd like to hear that as well, yeah.
That's a difficult question to answer, Miss Freno. If you'll just be a little patient.
Oh, never mind their patience, Frank. It's my patience. Get them off of here.
All right, Walter, I'll take it to the top. Stand by.
Stand by. Oh. If you're waiting for the big finale, I'm sorry. This is all I do. Oh, son of a...
Mr. Eklund.
I'm bleeding.
Mr. Eklund... We could all do with some food. Elizabeth, you and Harry open some tins. And Christine and Rene, find the knives, forks, and napkins.
That'll be a good trick, napkins.
Angélique et Dominique, déblayez cette table, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Hey, what? Be careful. What are you doing with those?
Tu comprends, toi? Pas un mot.
Mr. Eklund, where are your tea things?
My what?
Your tea things.
Last time I looked, they were next to the finger bowls. Hey, be careful with that. Didn't I tell you about... Oh, it's an empty.
Are you standing by, Walter?
All set to go, Frank. What did you work out?
A parachute drop.
A what? They've got to be picked up, Frank, not put down.
We thought you could do with more provisions, what with all those extra mouths.
I want their mouths out of here. When are you coming for them?
Well, that's rather difficult to say.
Well, try saying today.
I don't think it'll be today, Walter.
But what's making that parachute drop? A seagull?
We can only manage a night drop. There's no way to land.
Frank, you still haven't said when you're going to get them off.
No, I haven't, have I? 2 or 3 weeks?
2 or 3?
4. 4? Good luck.
We'll have to stay here a month. I don't want to stay here.
Well, Frank, you've slipped it to me again, haven't you?
I'm sorry, Walter. There's a war on.
Oh, stop saying that!
Commander, would you be so kind as to contact my father in Rabaul and have him inform the parents of the girls that they're quite safe?
All civilian personnel are being evacuated from New Britain, Miss Freno, but I'll see to it that they're informed. Signing off.
3 or 4 weeks.
I heard it. I heard that.
Mr. Eklund, may I speak with you outside for a moment?
Some other time. I've been up all night. I'm going to bed.
Girls, go outside and play. But stay close to the house.
Yeah, tell them to stay off the beach. You're out in the open.
Mr. Eklund.
Yes, sir.
It now appears likely we'll remain here together for some time to come. Mm-hmm. This being the case, I think it would be wise of us to arrive at an understanding. It must be quite clear to you that the children must be our first consideration.
Your first consideration. I'm my first consideration.
They are young, sensitive, and impressionable.
So
they've been through a most trying experience... And they will need a normal, orderly routine established. And I would expect you to do your share.
Oh, sure.
It was quite one thing for you to live as you did when you were alone on this island. But you are no longer alone. And your behavior is totally unsuitable. Your language is common. Your eating habits, revolting. Your appearance, disgraceful. And As for your drinking, that must stop immediately. I will not have the children subjected to it. Mm. You are, after all, the only man with whom they'll come in contact. That makes you the father figure.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Good. Now, let me tell you something. I am not a father figure. I am not an uncle figure, or a brother figure, or a cousin figure. In fact, the only figure I intend being is a total stranger figure. So now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to bed.
I'm now supposed to cover my eyes and run screaming from the room. You'll be disappointed.
Aren't you a pip?
I doubt very much anything you could do would shock me. Let me repeat. My only concern is for the children.
But why don't you go and concern yourself with them and let me get some sleep?
Gladly, as soon as you've told me where we will stay.
Stay anywhere you like.
Well, as this hovel seems to be the only shelter on the island, it's obvious we will have to stay here.
You know what fat chance means? This is my hovel, so why don't you back out and let me get some sleep?
Very well.
You are making a powerful enemy.
Girls, let's get in.
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
A gentleman simply does not enter a room where ladies are not decent.
Well, you learn something every day. I have to use the radio.
All right, Mr. Eklund. You may come in now.
Oh.
didn't you want to use the radio?
Yes, radio.
This is going over here.
Kings Point, this is Eklund.
6 Mitchell 104, heading east at 10,000.
Message received, Mother Goose.
A message received.
Are you looking for something, Mr. Eklund? I asked you to stop drinking, but you wouldn't.
Oh, no. Where is it?
Somewhere where you won't find it.
Gone again. Oh, Nelson. Oh.
Come on, Gardner. Where is it? You got it up here. Whoa. Wait. Oh, you wait. You just wait. Kings Point, this is Eklund again.
Hello, Mother Goose. This is Briar Patch.
Get out, and on the double.
Big Bad Wolf is engaged.
I don't care if he's married. You get him. You know, lady, you missed your calling. You ought to carry a tambourine and put fig leaves on statues.
What is it, Walter?
Frank, now this is a military zone and you're in command. You tell Miss Goody Two-Shoes here to get off my back.
Goody Two-Shoes?
Yes, you tell her. Tell her she's a pain in the...
Please, Walter, be civil.
Civil? Who pushed who out of whose home? Who stole whose liquor? Who bit whose hand? Twice.
She bit you?
Yes.
Miss Freno?
No. Now, you tell her to give me back my booze. You tell her to butt out. You tell her to...
All right, Walter, I'll speak to her.
Yeah, here.
Yes?
Miss Freno, I'm sure you've noticed that Mr. Eklund is not the most sociable sportsman in...
Mr. Eklund is a rude, foul-mouthed, drunken, filthy beast.
Well, be that as it may.
This is the filthy beast speaking. Now, listen, Frank, when you send those supplies, send plenty of whiskey. Plenty.
I insist you do nothing of the kind, Commander.
Now, be quiet, both of you. We've arranged for the parachute drop to take place tomorrow night at 2200. I suggest, therefore, if you want anything at all, you'd better give me a list of your needs.
Whiskey!
Yes, we know about you. What about Miss Freno and the girls?
Summer clothes.
Home magazine.
Peppermint drops.
Glace au chocolat.
Fraise du bois.
Telephone.
Bow and arrow.
Girls, please. I have prepared a list.
Now, hold it. You've taken over everything else, but the radio is still my responsibility. 8 nighties.
Would you repeat that, Walter?
Mr. Eklund isn't here anymore, Commander. I'll give you the list. 8 nighties.
Nighties?
That is correct. In various sizes, starting with children's size 6. And would you please make that one a bunny suit?
A what?
A bunny suit. I'm sure you've seen them, Commander. You know, with the hands and feet.
With the hands and feet.
Wolf is calling you on the wireless.
Oh. No touch anything. Right, you better get off the boat. I want it on the radio. Hey, Kings Point, this is Eklund.
Come in, Mother Goose. This is Briar Patch.
Well, you had something to tell me.
Big Bad Wolf had a message for you concerning the parachute drop. He gave it to Goody Two Shoes.
Commander Houghton couldn't wait. He asked me to give you the message.
Well?
Well, what?
The message.
What message?
The message.
Oh, that message. Oh, I wrote it down for you.
That's in French.
Who is it? Oh, who it is.
Read it, please.
Commandant Houton dit, il y a trop d'activité dans la région.
No. You're reading it in French.
Well, it's written in French.
Oh. Translate it.
Oh, you want it in English. Commander Houghton says there's too much enemy activity in the area to chance a... How do you say in English, parachute?
Parachute.
Oh, really? There's too much enemy activity in the area to chance a parachute drop, and he asks us to make do with the supplies we have.
Oh, no.
Mr. Eklund? I don't suppose there's any use my asking your permission to share certain of your personal belongings with us?
Well, so far, you've shared me out of my home, my bed, my food, and my shirt. Now, how about sharing some of my things with me?
Would you like some tea?
Tea?
Lemon or milk?
Milk?
Oh, sorry, we're out of milk.
Oh.
But we could use some additional place setting, some rope, some tools, and above all, a change of clothing.
Above all, I could use some whiskey. Now, how about making a trade?
Sorry. That I can't do.
Then, madam, I wish you a good day.
Mr. Eklund, wait. Hello, Mr. Eklund.
The answer is no.
Bonjour, monsieur. C'est vous aujourd'hui, n'est-ce pas?
I wouldn't think of it.
Oh! You stepped on my foot.
You put it under mine.
Look out.
All a bunch of nuts.
Oh, now hold it. And what have you got there? Oh! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh. Come back here, you pirate!
Mr. Eklund, stop chasing the girls.
I'm not chasing them. They're all crooks, and you're the crookiest.
And a good day to you, Mr. Eklund.
Gretchen.
Keep them away from that radio, will you?
You keep them away from the radio. Beat it.
Miss Freno told us to stay in the house.
No, not until you're feeling better.
It's Gretchen that's not well. I'm tired of staying here.
Oh, do stop complaining. You sound like Anne. Is anything wrong?
The whole Japanese Navy's anchored offshore. They're sending a boat in. Where are the other children?
They'll...
Come on, let's round them up. Let's get them in the shack.
Oh, Mr. Eklund, shouldn't we report the Japanese Commander Halton?
In 5 minutes, he can talk to them personally.
You and Gretchen stay in the house.
Come on, hurry it up.
Yes.
Get the house.
Mais si c'est bien, je comprends. Entrez dans la maison et restez-y.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Where are the other two?
They're down on the beach collecting coconuts.
I told you to keep them off the beach.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, but you weren't listening as usual. Come and show me.
Come on, let's go.
Show me where.
Anne's up in one of those trees.
Uh-huh. Stay here, don't move. She opens her mouth, we had it.
Jenny hasn't said a word since she left her parents 7 days ago. I thought you might have noticed.
She can still scream, can't she? Here. I wish I knew what they were saying.
The one with the glasses is the cook. Their captain adores turtles. He sent them ashore for turtles. There doesn't seem to be any. Oh, it's all right. They're going to leave now. One of them suggested they bring back coconuts instead.
It's a bad dream.
The cook says the captain wants turtle soup or nothing. He's sick of coconuts.
Good for him.
Oh.
What?
He just called the captain a dirty name and they're leaving.
Quick, let's go.
doors off. You're not supposed to be on the boat. Get off the boat.
What's your name? You got a name, haven't you? Oh. See this whistle? You like to have it? Okay. Now, all you have to do is repeat three simple words after me. Is that a deal? Just repeat three words. All right. Elephant.
Elephant.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
Wrong.
Why?
No, not why. Wrong. Wrong is the third word. You lose. No, give me that back.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be a sore loser here.
Sorry, we're all out of whistles.
I told Harry she could help us.
Help us do what?
Fix your boat. Harry knows everything about boats.
Uh-huh. How'd you like to swab down the deck?
Smashing! I'd love to.
Good. You'll find a mop down below. Go ahead. Oh,
hold on, hold on. Tu peux vous aider? Je sais comment faire. Vous pouvez un bateau. Do some soup on the tree.
Oh, well, you do that. Yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. But do it quietly.
Mr. Eklund.
Quiet, quiet. You want me to mess this up? Now, I know you've saved up a lot to say, but would you mind spreading it out a little?
You're doing it wrong. It's backwards.
No, it isn't. See, the boat's upside down. You do it this way so when you turn it over, you... How can I get anything done when you're chattering all the time? Besides, you should be working. Come on. Can't be.
Red light.
So this is where you are. What are you all doing here? Look at their clothes.
They're my clothes.
But they're filthy.
No, they're dirty. I'm filthy.
All of you, get back to the house. It's nearly time for your lessons.
But Mr. Eklund asked us to help fix his boat.
Well, I'm sure he will excuse you now.
But we want to stay here.
I don't... What did you say, Jenny?
We want to stay here.
Mr. Eklund got her to speak.
I created a monster. A talking person. Well, better do as she said. Get going.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Next time I want them to talk or do anything, I'll call you.
Well, it's not my fault that boats are more fun than lessons. I did it on purpose.
Nothing is ever your fault, Mr. Atkins. And if I return seven wild Indians to their families who trusted me with them, that won't be your fault either.
Well, you don't have to be a school teacher all the time.
I am not a school teacher. Some form of discipline has to be maintained.
Why don't you teach them something useful?
What do you suggest, drinking and swearing?
Why are we whispering?
Oh.
I don't know. Why were we whispering?
Is it edible?
No, I get lonely.
I wanted to teach him something like that. Something practical, like catching fish.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem too difficult. I mean, if you can do it, I'm sure anyone can.
Try it. I haven't had my morning laugh yet.
All right.
Oh, that was good. Good.
I didn't quite understand the reason for that last movement. Would you mind demonstrating it again?
I have an infuriating lack of talent for doing simple things.
You probably don't do them right, that's why. All right,
let's
stay there.
I like fish, but fish don't like me.
All right, now be quiet. Just keep still. Give me a hand.
Oh.
Watch what you're doing. Hey, here she comes again.
How do you know it's a she?
Her mouth is open. Now be quiet. Okay, now slowly. Slowly now. Slowly.
Mr. Eklund, aren't we moving too slowly now?
Shouldn't we what?
What?
You say shouldn't we?
Shouldn't we what?
Well, you got the hang of it now.
Oh, we didn't catch a fish.
I know. That's right. We didn't. But you got the hang of it.
You already said that.
Oh, I didn't.
Mr. Eklund, are you going to show me how to catch a fish, or aren't you?
I aren't.
I want to go back now.
Just as soon as I pick some of these berries.
What if they're dangerous?
Oh, we can always ask Mr. Eklund.
Yeah, if he says eat them, we'll know they're poisonous.
Oh! Oh! Something bit me.
A snake, there, next to your leg.
Oh!
It bit you.
Oh, let's go back quickly.
I don't know what she's saying.
It was a long snake. I saw it. It bit Mademoiselle on the leg.
Okay, everyone out.
Girls, do as Mr. Eklund says. I'll be all right.
I want to watch.
Oh, Harry, please.
Is it painful?
Your hand is wet.
Yeah. Now, this is going to hurt a little.
You should enjoy that.
Quiet. Go ahead. You can yell if you feel like it.
I don't feel like it.
Okay, it's all done.
Do you really think it was poisonous?
Well, no sense taking any chances. Lie back. This isn't going to hurt.
Mr. Eklund... I want you to know I really appreciate what you're doing.
Save it. Come in, Kings Point. This is Eklund.
Briar Patch, Mother Goose. Bo Peep here.
Get out. Will you? We got trouble here.
What's wrong, Walter?
What kind of snakes they got around here, Frank?
Is that a rhetorical question, I hope?
No, Miss Freno went and found one.
Good grief. Is she...
She seems all right at the moment. Find out if they're poisonous, will you, Frank? And if so, what we can do about it.
Right away. Oh, and Walter, until we get a positive identification, don't try and be a movie hero and suck out the venom.
Yeah, I'm here, Frank. Shoot.
Plug in the phones, will you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's not good. I've got Dr. Bygrave here. He's checked the tropical medicine. I'll put him on.
Mr. Eklund. There are three varieties of serpent indigenous to those islands. I'm afraid all of them are extremely poisonous.
Well, I opened the wound, Doctor. I think I got all the venom out.
Well, taken orally, it can't hurt you, Mr. Eklund. But if she were bitten, it's entered her bloodstream. There's nothing we can do. I'm afraid she's bought it.
Well, there must be some...
The venom is neurological and attacks the nervous system. The end will come suddenly, preceded by a general numbing sensation and dizziness.
Oh, I see, Doctor.
I suggest you do everything to make her as comfortable as possible, including the liberal use of any strong analgesic sedative you happen to have.
I don't have anything like that.
Nonsense, Walter. You've been using one for years.
No, I haven't. Oh, yes, I have, yeah.
Call me, Walter. When it's over. Goodbye.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
Where's the whiskey?
Oh, I knew it. I'm going to die and you're afraid I'll take the secret to my grave.
Whiskey is still the best thing for snake bite. Where is it, lady?
Stop calling me lady. It sounds so awful. It's in the oven.
It can't be in the oven. I looked there.
I know you did. Gretchen told me. I put it there after you looked. I thought it was for me.
Just want to make sure it hadn't gone bad. Oh, yeah. Now, come on, drink that. That won't hurt you. Come on. Hey, be careful. You'll ruin your amateur standing.
I'm French, Mr. Eklund. My parents started me on wine mixed with water when I was six. But I don't believe in excessive drinking. Oh. Especially in front of children.
Oh.
No, the truth is, when my mother died, I became the mistress of... the consulate.
Oh.
I presided over all the diplomatic dinners. We had martinis before dinner... White wine with a fish, red wine with a main course, champagne with a dessert, cognac with a coffee, and port after dinner.
Sounds great.
Isn't it getting hot in here? Isn't it getting hot in here? Isn't it getting hot in here?
No, you mustn't move around now. Come on, just... That's right, just lie quietly.
I bet you think I'm an iceberg. Do you know how old I am?
No.
The truth is, we've lived in 11 countries. I can speak 7 languages. I'm excellent at bridge... I play the cello very well. I'm double-jointed, and I know how to ride a camel. I was engaged once. His name was Cesare, and he worked in the Italian consulate at Fiume. Do you know where Fiume is?
Yugoslavia, isn't it?
No, it's in Yugoslavia.
He called me Carissima and gave me handkerchiefs with my initials on them. Oh. Every time he wanted to kiss me, he'd say, Permesso. And then afterwards, he'd say, Grazie.
You've had enough.
Oh, Cesare, I would never have done to my leg what you did.
Probably couldn't reach it.
I liked what you did to my leg. The last part, I mean.
Oh,
Tell me, I'd like to know, what did my blood taste like?
Delicious. Now, come on.
No, I'm being serious. What did it taste like?
Well, how would I know? I'm not a vampire.
Was it salty?
A little salty, yes.
Too salty?
No, it was just right.
Oh, no. You thought it was too salty, I can tell. You didn't like it.
No, I liked it.
Oh, really?
I liked it.
You're not just saying that.
Oh, great blood. Please, no, buzz off, will you? Miss Freno isn't feeding me very well. Now, come on.
I'm going to kill that rotten snake.
Your opinion of me is correct, you know. I'm a picture straightener.
You're a what?
A picture straightener.
Oh.
When I see a picture on a wall that doesn't hang straightly, I straighten it.
Oh, you do that.
And I brush my teeth every morning and every night. And if I don't have a toothbrush, I use my finger. Oh, I feel so numb.
Numb? Where?
Everywhere. What does it mean?
Oh, you'd better lie down.
And I'm so cold. Oh, why am I so cold? Oh, I'm dizzy.
Yes.
I'm very dizzy.
You lie down. Just rest.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, come closer so I can tell you something. My coconut is empty. Have a belt yourself.
No, thanks. There'll be plenty of time later. I mean, you go ahead.
What was she like?
She who?
The lady who drove you to this.
Drove me to what?
Drink.
Oh, there was no lady.
That was your wife.
No, there was no wife.
From what are you running away from?
Oh, I'm not running away.
Oh, there must have been some...
Well, there was. It was a necktie.
A what?
A necktie. I was late for class one morning. I forgot my tie. They wouldn't let me in.
How long ago was that?
About 8 years ago.
Weren't you a little old to be going to school?
Oh, I wasn't going. Well... I was teaching.
Oh.
I was a professor of history.
Huh. And what about the necktie?
Well, now, this is no time to talk about me.
Now. Why not?
Why not? Well, see, I thought they'd be more interested in what was inside a man's head, not around his neck. Then I noticed they all wore ties. They all looked alike, and they all behaved alike, and they all talked alike. But they were all going the same way, no matter which way they said they were going. So, what was the use of teaching them history? Or anything? They weren't learning by it. Still creating the same old problems. So I packed, got on a boat, and got away from them. Now look what they've got me doing. What's so funny?
Oh, dear.
the snake.
But that's not a snake.
It looked like a snake.
You ninny.
You'd better tell Mr. Eklund.
I want to go home.
He'll be furious.
Why?
Because Miss Snow's not dead. Hola.
This is Eklund. It's out in there.
I'm here, Walter.
Frank. It's all over, Frank. She's,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What do I do about the kids, Frank? They don't know yet.
They'll have to be told, Walter.
Yeah. Now, stick around, will you? I may need you later.
Sure, sure. I'll stand by.
Mr. Eklund.
Oh, just a minute. Will you all come over here, please?
Mr. Eklund?
Yes, please. There's something I want to tell you.
There's something we want to tell you.
Just a minute. Now, this isn't going to be easy. Now, those of you who are old enough to understand what I'm going to say will be able to help the ones who,
Mr. Eklund?
Please, there's a good girl. Now, Miss Fenno, who I guess we all gave a very difficult time to when she... Well, Miss Fenno has gone away.
No, she hasn't. You tell him, Anne.
Why me?
Because it was all your fault.
Just a minute. Tell me what.
It wasn't a snake. It was this.
But that's not a snake.
It looks like a snake.
Well, that's not a snake.
Here. Watch out for the thorns.
Oh, thank you. Not a snake.
It looks like a snake.
No, it doesn't. This looks like a snake.
Already?
Walter? Are you there, Walter? I have the chaplain. I thought it might be a comfort if he said a few words.
Never mind the chaplain, Frank. She's alive. The snake's dead.
Walter? Explain yourself. Walter? Walter?
Were you really a school teacher?
All of you, raise your right hands. Come on, raise your right hand. All right. Now, none of you heard anything I said in there. You got that? Okay. Now, spit. Go ahead, spit. First one who breaks the pledge will get warts.
Kiss could say warts.
May I speak with you, please?
No.
Oh, you don't have to shout.
I don't even have to talk.
Mr. Eklund, do I owe you an apology or an explanation or anything like that?
Probably, some other time.
I seem to remember someone saying that a drop or two helps.
I went through enough nonsense with you just to get this much.
Mr. Eklund, what exactly did I do yesterday?
Nothing. You just put a flower between your teeth and danced around the room naked.
I couldn't have. I did?
You mean you don't remember?
No.
Oh, well, then you don't remember anything I said, do you?
Why? What did you say?
Nothing.
Well, there doesn't seem to be much to remember then, does there?
No.
Unless you mean what you said about running away from civilization because of a necktie.
I thought you said you didn't remember anything.
Nothing after that.
There wasn't anything after that.
Then when did I dance around naked with a flower between my teeth?
I only told you those things about me in strictest confidence.
Why, I haven't told anyone.
You just told me, didn't you?
You are the one who told me.
Well, I don't care. I only told you because I thought you were dying.
But sorry, I disappointed you. I don't mind that you were a school teacher.
There you go again. Now, it's none of your business.
I thought you were running away from something much worse than that.
I wasn't running away. I was escaping from hypocrites like you. I have to get drunk before they can let go.
There. Why, then, you're a happy man.
That's right.
And that's why you drink so much, because you're so happy.
Yes.
Is this boat tilted?
No. Now, you listen to me. Before you mess around with other people's lives, you better take a look at your own.
And what's wrong with it?
Well, maybe if you stop straightening pictures and let men wear their own pants, maybe they'd be able to touch you without asking permesso.
Dominique's turn to say grace.
Mon Dieu, bénissez-nous ainsi que la nourriture que nous allons prendre. Et donnez du pain à ceux qui n'en ont pas.
Amen.
Oh, Mr. Eklund.
I thought if you had enough food, I...
Well, certainly.
Look, he's combed his hair. And he's actually wearing socks.
Well, you see, my feet were chilly.
We're delighted you could come. Anne, move over next to Elizabeth so Mr. Eklund can sit down.
I don't want to sit there.
He never wants to do anything.
That's not true. I want to go home.
All right, Anne. Change places with Harriet.
The name's Harry.
Oh, sorry, Harry. On the other side of Mr. Eklund.
Thank you, Harry. We fellows should stick together.
Monsieur Eklund.
That's my dinner.
Well, then take it.
I'm sick and tired of tin beef.
Then give it back.
I want to go home.
Home.
Why can't we have fish once in a while?
Well, Professor Eklund was giving me lessons, but he never finishes what he starts.
Move your arm, lower your head. Leave it alone.
Drink something. Give him something to drink. Quick.
Drink.
You hold it.
Jenny!
Well, how strange.
Why?
That you should bring me this.
I've done it before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Shut up. Well, since it's here, I'll...
There's already a beverage on the table, Miss Eklund.
That's what?
Coconut milk.
You're kidding.
Well, it happens to be very tasty and quite helpful.
Well, sure it is.
Mr. Eklund.
delicious. Coconut milk. Young coconuts must love it.
Mrs. Eklund, get Houghton.
Stand by, Mother Goose. Yes, Walter, what is it?
A plane, Frank. He dove at us.
Go on.
Well, go on where? He spotted us.
And now you'd like me to take you off the island, is that it?
Naturally.
Really, Walter, you never give up, do you? All right, tell me what happened.
I've already told you a Japanese plane flew over.
What kind?
I don't know what kind.
Well, that's what you're there for, isn't it, really, Walter? Planes are supposed to fly over. We wouldn't need you where planes didn't fly over, would we? Now, just because one gets a little close...
A little close? Now, you listen to me, Frank. You get us out of here by tonight.
I really don't think it'll be tonight, Walter.
Thanks a lot. I won't need you when I get the launch ready.
Walter, I'd forget about the launch if I were you. You're completely ringed in there, which means you could only travel by night in a boat which you can't be too sure of. And even if you could break through, which I doubt, Port Moresby is the only place open, and that's over 200 miles away.
Then do something!
Walter, I have 32 men in precisely the same position you're in. How is it that I spend most of my time listening to you? Now, be a good chap and relax. Signing off.
The fathead? I'll be down at the launch.
Mr. Eklund?
Oh, I thought your ankle was bothering you.
Oh, well, it's feeling much better now, thank you.
Fine.
I wanted to thank you for saving my life, I mean. I behaved quite stupidly. Can you forgive me?
Sure.
I wouldn't want you to think badly of me. Do you think badly of me?
No.
I don't think badly of you either.
Well, good for you.
Mr. Eklund? You can kiss me if you want.
I may? Oh, my darling. I have thought of nothing else since that moment we met. This first burning kiss is but the beginning. Tonight you will leave those children and come live with me on my boat.
What are you doing?
But of course, how thoughtless of me. We must be careful. What time can I expect you tonight?
Mademoiselle doesn't let us out at night.
Oh, well.
Mr. Eklund, have you been listening to me?
Well, how can I help it with you screaming in my ear?
Because you've been talking total nonsense. Usual. It's quite clear you know nothing whatsoever about children.
Uh-huh. And you're an expert, of course.
Well, I know one thing. Elizabeth is at that...
Wait. What? Hand me those pliers, will you?
Which one?
The small one.
Those?
Thank you. Now, what were you saying?
Elizabeth is at that difficult age and you frightened her.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a difficult age myself. She nearly scared me to death. How about teaching those kids the facts of life? Or don't you feel you're up on the subject?
I wouldn't exactly call them backward. Not the way they were watching during lunch.
Watching what?
It worked!
Of course it worked! Now, what were they watching during lunch?
They were watching us.
Watching us what?
Watching us watch each other.
So we watched each other. So what?
Well, they're not blind, you know.
What do they think watching is? A proposal of marriage?
Who ever said anything about...
Just because a man puts on socks and comes to lunch?
If you think I'd want to get involved with an undisciplined, self-indulgent escapist like you...
Well, that's better than being a frustrated spinster who can't find a husband.
Mother Goose is requesting a chaplain.
A chaplain? Good heavens, he's killed her.
No, sir. They want to get married.
Married? Goody two-shoes and a filthy beast.
What's taking him so long? He's had enough time to get the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh, Mr. Eklund, really?
Oh, stop calling me Mr. Eklund. It sounds ridiculous.
Walter, are you ready, Walter?
Just a minute, Frank.
Here, here's my tie.
Oh, thank you, Harry, but ties don't suit Mr. Eklund.
Oh. Well, have you got the chaplain, Frank?
Yes, he is here. There's a little paperwork, Walter. Bride's full name.
Catherine, Louise, Marie, Ernestine, Freno.
Groom's full name.
Walter Christopher Eklund.
Witnesses. Who's the maid of honor?
Elizabeth Anderson.
And the best man?
Oh. Harry McGregor.
Harry?
Just believe me.
Proceed, Padre.
Thank you. Now... Is everyone ready?
Yes, Padre.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here...
And there, in the presence of these witnesses, to join together this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God. Into this holy estate... These two persons come now to be joined.
Down, quickly, get out of here!
If there be any present, no any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined in marriage, I require him now to make it known, or ever after to hold his peace. Anything there? Good. Now then, do you, Walter Christopher Eklund, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love and to cherish, to have and to hold, so long as you both shall live? Mr. Eklund, do you, Walter Christopher Eklund, to be your lawful wedded wife?
Hold it, Padre, hold it.
Mr. Eklund, do you...
I do. Get out and quick.
What is it, Walter?
They came back, Frank. I told you they would.
Who came back?
You know who. Now listen. Did you hear that?
Yes, I'll get on to it right away. Stand by. I want the name and exact position of every Allied submarine within 12 hours running distance from here in Matalava. And get on to it right away.
All right, sir.
Walter.
I told you to stay where you were.
The plane's gone. I was afraid I was a widow before we were even married.
Mr. Eklund, what should we do now?
Well, all right, we'll take another whack at it if you will, Padre. So take your time, but hurry it up.
Oh, yes, of course, I understand. Let me see now.
Do you, Walter Christopher Eklund, take this woman?
Oh, we did that part, Padre.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little rattled. Let me see. All right, then.
Do you, Catherine Louise Marie Ernestine Frano, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to love and to cherish, to have and to hold for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
For as much as you have consented together in holy wedlock and have given and received a ring in token of your troth.
Wait a minute, what ring?
Didn't we do the ring?
No, we didn't do the ring.
Oh, I'm afraid we'll have to do the ring.
Hold it, Padre. All right, Padre, we did the ring.
Oh, good. For as much as you have consented together in holy wedlock and have given and received a ring in token of your troth, I now declare you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride, Mr. Eklund. Mr. and Mrs. Eklund, if you're finished now, I suggest you get the hell out of there.
Yeah, it's a good suggestion, Padre.
Thank you.
Hold on, Walter, hold on.
What, Frank?
One of your American submarines, the Sailfin, is in your area. She's running submerged, so we will not be able to make radio contact with her until she surfaces tonight. But she ought to be able to get through to you by dawn tomorrow. She'll have to lie off the reef and await your signal, so I suggest you stay on the beach. Have you got that?
I've got it.
Oh, and incidentally, Walter, congratulations to you and Mrs. Eklund.
And the best of luck to all of you.
And they're going to need it.
Walter, are you awake?
Huh?
I was thinking about yesterday. Somehow the word wedding has always called to mind a different picture.
Mm-hmm. Somehow the words wedding night have always called to mind a different picture, too.
Well, we couldn't very well have left the girls by themselves. They're our responsibility. They're not our children.
Mm. If they were our children, they'd have never gotten to be our children. Would they?
You won't be coming with us, will you?
How did you know?
Oh, when a woman has been married as long as I have, she knows what her husband's thinking.
Oh, well. I'll shove off right after the rest of you and get through to Port Moresby in no time.
Oh, you know what Commander Halton said.
I can't leave my boat.
Must be a good one.
Good or bad is all the dowry you're going to get. I'm thinking of starting a charter service right after the war. Somewhere around the Solomons or New Hebrides. Good money there for anyone who knows the island.
All right. I'm not leaving without you.
Oh, yes, you are. Someone's got to get those children back to their parents.
Lord, you're stubborn.
That's right. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Go to sleep.
They're here.
Hold it.
Girls.
Hold it. That's a Japanese patrol boat.
Oh, my God.
They picked a fine time to check us out.
What about the submarine?
She won't surface while that thing's there. Get off the beach. Come on.
Come on, girls. Wake up.
Quickly as you can. Wake up. Come on. Take your gear. Two boats ashore. Now, these fellows aren't looking for turtles. They're looking for us.
Well, what if the submarine leaves without us? Can't you radio them?
No, I can't make contact while they're submerged. Now, take the kids to the launch, and for God's sakes, keep them quiet. Here.
Walter.
Huh?
I look awful in black.
Hmm.
The house is on fire.
I know. I started it.
When did you do that?
Last night when you were asleep. What else was there to do? Hey, hide all that stuff. We're getting off this island.
Is the submarine there?
It had better be.
Are we going home now?
That's right.
I don't want to go home.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Get my dinghy and hurry it up.
Commander Houghton said it'd be a signal. He wasn't joking.
They're coming out to meet us in the launch. Dead slow.
Dead slow, sir. Answer's dead slow.
Holy cow. An enemy patrol boat giving chase. The bow torpedo tubes.
Tubes forward, Con. Make ready forward tubes.
Submerged reef 300 yards from shore. No torpedo clearance.
The launch is heading out beyond the reef. They're following.
That's what he's up to. He's bringing them out to us.
They're plastering him. Clear the reef. They're right behind them. Bearing? Mark.
025.
Range. Mark.
650.
Tubes 1 and 2, open outer doors.
Tubes 1 and 2, open outer doors.
Check fire, check fire. The launch is veering into target path. Get going, get going. Bearing. Mark.
Fire one. Fire two.
On the nose.
Not that this will do those poor devils any good. Let's take her up and look for survivors.
Catch it. Mrs. Eklund, I presume?
Mr. Eklund!
Took me forever to tie the wheel off. I thought I'd have to stay with her.
Our boat, the Catherine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, in a war, everybody loses something. I'm just glad it was that Catherine. Hey, wait a minute. Want to invite me in first?
Walter, no, your tip is in.
Not if you do it right. Now, just shift your weight. Get over.
Walter, I really don't think it's such
now,
a good
please,
idea.
Now, please, just this once, will you? Do it my way. All right. Shut up.
I didn't see anything.
Looks like we'll be taking on passengers after all, Mr. Cartwright. Break out a raft.
Aye, aye, sir.
I wonder if they serve coconut milk on submarines.